Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
So you are starting a business, or you're already in business and are considering changing the form of entity that you are operating under. In either situation, there are lots of options for you. And in a previous episode, we drilled down and discussed two of those options. One, a sole proprietorship. We talked about some of the advantages and disadvantages and what it takes to set that up, as well as a general partnership. By way of quick review, we want to summarize the eight options for the form of business that you could operate under. Yes, there are eight. Number one, a C corporation. Number two, you can operate as an S corporation. Number three, or you can operate as a professional corporation. So there are three corporation types. Number four, you can operate as a sole proprietorship. Number five, you can operate as a limited liability company or LLC. Number six, you can operate as a general partnership. Number seven, you can operate as a limited partnership. And finally, you can operate as a limited liability partnership. Now that's a lot to take in, and I'm sure you're saying that is pretty overwhelming. Well, our goal is to try to break this down in such a way that you will be able to narrow down to what will work best for your business. So there are eight. So if we were just to take it and break it down, you're either going to operate your business, it's either just you, one individual, or you're starting a business with at least one other person. If it is just you, then you have five of the eight as an option for you. And those five are any of those options that don't say partnership. You do not have the option of operating as any type of partnership if you are an individual. So if you're an individual, you can actually form a C corp, an S corp, or professional corp, depending on the nature of your business, or the easiest, a sole proprietorship, number four, or if you are an individual, you can certainly operate as a limited liability company. So those five are available to you if you are an individual. If you are forming a business with at least one other individual, there are five options available to you as well. You can also operate with your other individual or individuals as a C corp. You can operate as an S corp or a professional corporation. Those three are available, along with a general partnership, a limited partnership, and a limited liability company. So therefore, that means I cannot add because that comes to six. So as individuals, two or more coming together to form a business, you can operate as one of three types of partnerships. And you can operate as several types of corporations. Today, we are strictly going to focus on describing for you a limited partnership, a limited liability partnership, and finally, an LLC. Everybody knows the name LLC, Limited Liability Company, because we've already discussed in a previous episode sole proprietorships and general partnerships. And by the way, a sole proprietorship and a general partnership, those two forms of business offer little or no, basically no liability protection. Unless you have some type of insurance in place to help reduce your exposure. So a sole proprietorship is essentially the same as you. Your personal assets are at risk. A general partnership is essentially the same. If the partnership is sued, then all of the partners are liable personally. And so as we move in this episode to discuss the limited partnership, once you see the name with the word limited, that clues you in that the liability risk for this type of entity is far less than your sole proprietorship and your general partnership. So limited really basically means liability risk. Your liability risk is more limited. So a limited partnership, a limited liability company, or LLC as we all know it, and then finally a limited liability company. So let's talk about the LLC first. What is it? A limited liability company is sort of like a hybrid between a partnership and a corporation. Now, an LLC can actually be treated like a corporation for liability purposes, and it can also be taxed as a partnership or even as a sole proprietorship. We'll talk about that a little further. When taxed as a partnership, all of the income and losses, everything passes through to the owners of that LLC if it is taxed as a partnership. Now, when can an LLC be used? It's a good choice for almost any type of business with a small number of active investors. An LLC is, you know, basically available for real estate organizations, any type of business. It's suitable for medical service organizations, family businesses. So while LLCs are appropriate in many, many situations, there are some states that do not allow certain professions to practice as an LLC. For example, maybe the law profession in some states may not be able to practice as an LLC. In that situation, if you were a lawyer starting a business and you live in such a state, then your other option where you would like to limit your liability would be a limited liability partnership. So with an LLC, it's fairly inexpensive and simple to create an LLC and pretty simple to maintain. You do have to form it under the state law, so it requires a little more effort than a partnership. So what do you have to do? You have to go to your Secretary of State and file what we call articles or a certificate of organization. And it's a document that outlines the purpose of the organization, the structure, and basic information that they would need to know and have registered. So you would do that with your, generally your Secretary of State. As well, so you have your articles of organization, as well, you will need to create an operating agreement. And in that agreement, you will basically talk about how that LLC is to operate and the relationship between the members. Now, what are members? An LLC, basically the owners of an LLC are not called owners. They're not called share owners, shareholders. They are called members. So if you start an LLC as an individual, then you are considered a single member LLC. If you start your business as a LLC and you have more than one member, more than one of you have started this organization, then you are a multiple member LLC. An LLC is unlimited in the number and type of members it may have. You can have as many members as you'd like. Most states allow single member LLCs. In addition, an LLC can have other business entities as members. So you may start an LLC with yourself, John Doe, and the other member of the LLC could be a corporation or a partnership. Doesn't have to be another individual. So with an LLC, so if you were a single member LLC, we want to look at taxes separate from management. The IRS would automatically consider your single member LLC to be taxed as a sole proprietorship. Now, do you have to leave it that way? No. You can elect to have or to be taxed, to have your single member LLC taxed as a corporation if you desire. You do not need to leave it as a sole proprietorship from a tax perspective. If you are a multi-member LLC, once again, you can elect to be taxed as a partnership. You will automatically be taxed as a partnership, in fact, because there's more than one. Or you can elect to be taxed as a corporation. Just like other pass-through entities, profits from your LLC is taxed only once. As we mentioned in the previous episode, if you operate your business as a C corporation, then typically the same profits are taxed twice. They're taxed at the corporate level and they're taxed to the individual who receives dividends from that corporation. All other forms of entity, all the other seven forms of entity other than the C corporation, are what we call pass-through. And what that means is that, number one, profits are not taxed twice like a C corp, but the profits of that corporation passes down to the members or partners. So therefore, with an LLC, if your LLC, if you've chosen to tax it as a partnership, you're a multi-member, and so it is taxed as a partnership, then the partnership itself is not liable for taxes. The members of that LLC is liable for taxes. So the members will pay income taxes on those profits on their personal tax returns. And as I mentioned earlier, single member LLCs may be permitted to be taxed as a sole proprietorship. And therefore, there is no double taxation as a single member. And that individual member would also pay taxes or report those profits on their personal tax return. LLCs can have centralized management. Generally, all the members of an LLC will participate in running that LLC. Members of an LLC can assign their interests in there. So in the operating agreement, a member can decide that they want to assign their profits to another individual or organization. Of course, the operating agreement can restrict that. Operating agreement for your LLC determines what can and cannot be done. Some states, all the states pretty much differ from one another as to how they treat LLCs that are operating in their state. So your LLC may be treated differently in each state in which it conducts business. So make sure that if you are operating your LLC in several jurisdictions in several states, you understand the state law regarding the operating of your LLC in each of those states. Now, because all the members of an LLC generally manage the business, every single member typically can bind the LLC, meaning enter into contracts on behalf. However, this is usually addressed in the operating agreement, okay? The continuity of an LLC, meaning the life, we talked about whether or not this business can continue if the owners pass away or are no longer fully capacitated to run the business. What will happen to the business? So the life of an LLC is typically limited. Okay? So, however, there can be provisions in your operating agreement that allows for that LLC to continue if something happens to one or several members, but that would need to be in the operating agreement. So once again, to set up the LLC, you may want to consult an attorney, but if you decide not to, it's generally not that difficult to do so, but there will be paperwork. There's an article of organization that would need to be prepared, and also a written operating agreement. And those are the general advantages and disadvantages of operating as an LLC. Many, many businesses now, when they start, they choose the LLC because it does offer some amount of protection from liability, limited protection from liability. So now let's move to something called a limited liability partnership. Whereas we just discussed a limited liability corporation, now we want to discuss a limited liability partnership. So what is a limited liability partnership? It is a type of business entity that is very closely related to a general partnership. However, it offers more protection from personal liability than a general partnership does, which makes it very beneficial to those who operate as a profession. And it's generally used by accountants, attorneys, and other professionals whose practices face exposure to malpractice suits. So the limited liability partnership is designed with the professions, lawyers, accountants, doctors. So it's designed with the professions in mind. However, those that are operating outside of what we just described can also form as a limited liability partnership. While it is somewhat similar to an LLC, it is a different entity. So when can it be used? If you and at least one other person want to form a business, an LLP may be a good option for you if you are a professional with exposure to some type of malpractice suit. Okay? You may be operating as a general partnership now and want to limit your liability. You can convert your organization over to an LLP to gain better or greater liability protection. So if you practice your profession as an LLP, limited liability partnership, you cannot be held liable if your partner or partners is sued for malpractice. So you're all practicing attorneys. You have an LLP, and one of your partners is sued. You cannot be sued. Only that one partner. So if you were practicing in a general partnership, then you can be sued and included in that lawsuit with the other general partners. You all share in the liability for any individual partner's malpractice. So that's one of the downsides of a general partnership. By having a limited liability partnership, then that goes away. So generally, if your business is organized as an LLP, you face personal liability only for your own negligence or the negligence of an employee that you directly supervise. But that's pretty different in a general partnership. If your business is organized as a general partnership, you also face personal liability for the negligence of other partners and other employees that you don't supervise. Now, state laws regarding limited liability partnership can vary. So obviously you need to check with the state laws pertaining to this form of ownership. So an LLP offers a very close alternative to LLC if an LLC is not an option in your state. They're very closely aligned. So forming an LLP is pretty simple. Typically, you will need to file some type of application with your state's, with the Secretary of State in your state or some other appropriate office, pay some type of filing fee, and include the designation LLP in the name of your company. You would need to do that. And after that initial filing, you would need to subsequently file annual reports and pay annual fees. Some states also require proof that the partnership has sufficient assets or liability insurance to pay any potential claims against it. So that's why it's very important to check the state laws. In addition, it is very, very advisable to have a written partnership agreement like you would if you were operating as a general partnership. Please have that partnership agreement, because a verbal agreement just won't cut it when there is a discrepancy or an issue between you and your partners. It needs to be in writing. So since LLPs are very similar to general partnerships, once again, converting a general partnership to an LLP is fairly simple. So let's talk about taxation. Just like other partnerships, most LLCs, S corporations, and LLPs, all of those entities are pass-through entities, meaning the profits are passed through to the members or the partners of that organization, and the entity itself is not taxed. What does that simply mean? If you're operating as an LLC, if you're operating as an LLP, if you are operating as a general partnership, there is no tax return to be prepared for an LLP. There is no tax return to be prepared for an LLC. There is no tax return to be prepared for the partnership. The taxes are taken care of on the individual tax returns, the partners, the members. So at the end of the year, as the profits are allocated to the members. So for example, if your organization made $50,000 in profits for the year, and you have two members, you're an LLC and you have two members. And so each member shares equally in the profits. So each member received $25,000 of the profits. Each member will take that $25,000 and report it on that member's individual 1040 return. Same thing with a partnership. However way the profits in that partnership is distributed, it may not be equally, then those profits are reported on the partner's individual personal tax return. So that's what we mean by pass through. So finally, we want to just generally, there's a form of entity called a limited partnership. A limited partnership is generally like a general partnership, except there is a combination of general partners and limited partners. There is no maximum number of either type, but there must be at least one general partner. And what do we mean by general partner? When we talk about a limited partnership, not a limited liability, but just a limited partnership. With a limited partnership, there's just basically one person at least who is running the business. They are actively managing the partnership. And typically that individual is personally liable for all the partnership obligations, as well as for the acts of other partners on behalf of the partnership. So it may be a situation where you would like other people to invest in your partnership, but they are not interested in being a part of running it, but they like your idea, they like your business model, and they may want to invest and they want to be a partner, but they don't want to be a part of the business. Well, they can be a limited partner. So then that's ideal to be set up as a limited partnership with one individual is actively running the business. And basically the other limited partners are silent. They're essentially silent. Limited partners are generally exposed to liability only to the amount of their investment in the partnership. So if someone invests $20,000 in your partnership as a limited partner, that's the maximum exposure that they would have, okay, if there's some type of litigation. So generally, a limited partnership is very, 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 very close to a general partner. The main difference is that the limited partners are not permitted to participate in management of the partnership, okay, without the loss of this liability protection. So once your limited partner starts to get involved with managing, so if they no longer are silent and they now become a part of running the organization, then they are no longer considered a limited partner. Now, in the eyes of the law, they now have moved to be a general partnership, and now they have opened themselves up to more liability. Because remember, as a general partner, your personal liability, your personal assets are at stake. As a limited partner, your personal assets are not at stake. The only thing that's at stake for you as a limited partner is what you've put into the business. But if you begin to step over and no longer be silent and be actively involved, then now you are considered a general partnership, and now your personal assets would be at stake. So that's the difference between a limited partnership and a limited liability partnership. A limited liability partnership is generally for the professions, attorneys, accountants, doctors, etc. So in this episode, we've discussed an LLC, an LLP, and a limited partnership. We also described that if you were an individual starting a business, you have basically five entity options to select from, depending upon the nature of your business and your tolerance for a risk. Obviously, we all want as little risk as possible, risk of liability. And then we also discussed, as two or more individuals coming together to start a business, you have about six options, all the corporation options and all of the partnership options, depending upon the nature of your business. So I hope this information has been helpful to you, and we do appreciate you tuning in to Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.